News in brief. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the current crisis in Iraq has nothing to do with the Shia-Sunni conflict. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says remnants of the former dictatorial regime in Iraq and their backers have their hopes hinging on a Shia-Sunni war to undermine Islamic awakening. Israeli forces have clashed with Palestinians protesting against Tel Aviv's administrative detention policy and an ongoing crackdown in the occupied West Bank. The Day of Rage demonstration was held in the city of Umm al-Fahm. Israeli forces used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse protesters, injuring several of them. The United Nations is under mounting pressure to condemn Israel's ongoing military crackdown on Palestinians over three missing settlers. A number of UN member states have announced that they'd asked the Security Council to condemn Tel Aviv's deadly raids and mass arrests in the occupied Palestinian territories. Over a dozen militants have been killed in fresh strikes on pro-Taliban hideouts in Pakistan's northwestern tribal region. Officials say military jets bombarded several areas in North Waziristan. Nearly half a million people have fled the military offensive that began in mid-June. The US government has released its first ever transparency report on its controversial spying program. The data show Washington targeted nearly 90,000 foreign persons or organizations last year. Privacy advocates have criticized the figure, saying it doesn't include US eavesdropping on millions of phone calls and emails around the world. The international ratings agency Moody's has downgraded Russia's credit rating outlook to negative, citing Moscow's involvement in the Ukrainian crisis. The agency has lowered Russia's overall rating at Baa1. It says the lack of strong economic reforms in Russia also led to the outlook cut. And Muslims around the world are preparing for the start of the holy month of Ramadan. The ninth month of the Islamic calendar is regarded as one of the main pillars of the faith. The month-long fasting will end with Eid al-Fitr prayers.